Once a year. I love it. One question. Where's my this young man right here? They asked me like 19 in a row, so you get all the information you want right out of him. I know he is. So, you know, exciting weekend coming up, obviously, and I spent 2 years in Denver, and they've got, you know, very, very good team, great organization, awesome owner, you know, outstanding fans. So it's going to be fun for me to go back. You know, obviously they're a very good football team, and we've got our work cut out for us, but, you know, that's what the NFL is all about. That's what challenges are every week. That's what they're all about, and we got to prepare and get ready to go.
You guys have both field position, offensive starting field position, I think, is 35-yard line, which is third best in the NFL, and then also the defense starting position. So opponent starting field positions like the 21-yard line or something like that. What is attributed to that success as far as special teams goes?
Well, I think that's a combination. A term that you guys have heard me say many times is complementary football, and it's a combination of the offense, defense, and special teams working together to help our football team in field position. And that's our job as a special teams unit on kickoff and punt. We're supposed to flip the field for the defense, and punt return and kickoff return, we're supposed to be out there making big plays so our offense has a good starting drive start. So, you know, our defense has caused some turnovers, which has helped, and our offense has had to drive the length of the field a few times and or at least gotten to the 50 where we can, you know, plus 50 punts, we can pin them down inside the 10-yard line. So to me, the last two games especially have been really good complementary football games, and I know that's what Coach Zimmer asks of us on special teams, and so far our guys are doing a good job.
I feel Jeff Locke's consistency has really improved this year, because I think I read that opponents are averaging just 2 yards per return against you guys.
Well, first of all, there hasn't been a whole – we've only punted 11 times, which is a good thing for us. That means our offense is moving the ball and holding on to the ball. I think the returns that people have run against us, there have been penalties. So we've been fortunate that our opponents have penalized us. But I also give our guys credit for that too, because they're playing fast, they're playing physical, they're doing a good job causing penalties, and that's part about being a good punt and kickoff team is that we cause penalties so our opponents start backed up.
You guys have only had 2 yards total, right, against you.
I think that's what it is, Mark. Yeah, it's early in the year, and, you know, I'm not a big stat guy, but that's part of it. Yeah, that's, I think it's only 2 yards.
What penalties have there been on the returns, is it?
I think there's been at least three. I know San Fran had the big return call back. They had two penalties on that one, play. And I think Detroit had one or two penalties, and this past week San Diego had one or two penalties. So there's been a bunch.
Things that you do that help create that, or
well,
just because you're more aggressive, or
well, part of it is our guys doing a good job of getting off blocks, and we have put a big emphasis on getting off blocks at the line of scrimmage. We have big emphasis on our gunners getting off blocks at double teams. We work those drills all spring, all summer long, and we cause penalties by being aggressive, by being physical, by playing fast, by stacking our man as we go downfield. Do the little things that I think our guys have bought into that we've done pretty well so far this year.
How should people interpret how Jeff is doing? I mean, there isn't many returns, but the net doesn't rank very high.
Well, it won't rank real high right now because we've had a lot of plus 50 punts. I mean, he's had 6 punts inside the 20 or fair caught inside the 20 out of 11 punts. That's obviously more than 50%. That's my math skills at work, guys. Naval Academy education. So when you don't have a lot of punts that are backed up, you're not going to have as many opportunities to have, you know, high net punts, obviously. So the other day he had like a 28-yard net punt. That was a great punt. It was fair caught at the 11. So that's what we're looking. He's doing what we're asking him to do, and that's the big thing.
There was one where he was at the 50. I think he went to the 20.
I was upset with that. Yeah.
So say, do you consider that's not inside the 20? But
no.
Even if it had been the 19-yard line, are you?
No, I'm not happy
with that either. No, absolutely not. We want any time we punt from the 50 or around the 50, our goal is fair caught at the 10 or better. Everything else is a bonus.
So there's been a couple punts that we need to do better on.
Even the punt that was muffed against San Francisco was not a very good punt. You know, we were fortunate he came up on a shorter punt and muffed it, and we recovered it, and it was great for us. We got a turnover, but I wasn't even very happy, to be honest with you, because he didn't punt the ball very well. But on the flip side, Mark, he's doing a really nice job overall. His consistency is better. He had 3 of his 4 punts were outstanding against San Diego, so we're going in the right direction.
Just out of curiosity, when you're saying the plus 50 punts, is that referring to like the Aussie style kick where they kind of get the backwards spin on
it?
I'm talking more field position, but many times around that area is when he uses his Aussie style punt. Most punters do now. Yep.
And then last week we saw defensive holding on an extra point,
mm-hmm.
Not something you see every day.
Right.
I guess the radio channel said that you alerted the officials to watch them doing that. Is that true?
Well, some teams what they'll do is they'll grab and pull. They'll call it a pull and shoot, and they won't call it if there's no shoot. That's what the officials have told us, which is obviously the right thing to do. So if you have defensive holding came when he pulled the guy, and then the guy shot through the gap to try to put pressure on our kick, and we did a pretty good job protecting against that. But it was a great call, and you're right, it's not called very often.
Will you alert officials often about things that you'll see from game tape as maybe, hey, keep an eye on this?
Sure.
Absolutely. Every week the umpire will come in. I'll give them our numbers of our field goal team, our punt team guys, so they make sure that nobody's downfield illegally. So it gives them an idea, and then you got anything else, and then I might mention a couple things that I saw on tape. And a lot of times, and this crew, that crew we just had is an outstanding crew, like many of them, but they already knew. They had already seen tape on that opponent and on San Diego, and they knew some of the things that they did.
Do that the day before the game, the hotels?
Or the officials?
Yeah.
I would think so, Mark. I know they meet the day before the game, but I think they watch tape throughout the week as well.
When they meet with you and ask if you got...
Oh, we don't watch tape at that time,
no. That's about two and a half hours before the game, usually. I don't think they go back and watch tape.
You actually talk to them. That's before the game.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's on site, right?
Yes, sir.
Seattle ran a play where they had a fake punt and they had Sherman return it. How do you get a returner that you want without tipping off that you're going to have a fake return?
Well,
Richard Sherman, although he's a starter corner, does play on a lot of their special teams. He's a core guy. He's a heck of a football player. And he was a punt catcher a little bit in college. I actually worked him out a few years ago when he came out of Stanford. But, yeah, I mean, he's normally their corner on punt return. So when he dropped back and they punted it to him and everybody bluffed one way and he ended up catching the ball. In fact, that's what St. Louis did to Seattle a year ago, if you recall. Yeah, the same type of play.
To have a guy in there you're confident is a punt returner.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's...
Yeah, you absolutely have. The guy have to have a guy that can catch it, of course. Yep. We good? Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Appreciate it. Kel, thanks for the water.